The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning and welcome, Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason on this Monday. I hope it finds you well out there. Had a lot of rain so far in March in the Valley of the Sun. I kind of like it, right? You know, the heat is coming sooner or later. The later it comes, the better for everybody. How about those brackets, man? All the upsets. A lot of upsets early. Not so much. Not so much this weekend, right? The big boys showed up, but the Sweet 16 is set. There's what NC State, the only double-digit seed left. I think everybody else is at least a five seed or higher. So we'll see, I guess, how all of that plays out as March Madness continues to roll on. It's a short week this week. Good Friday, this Friday. The markets are going to be closed. The stock market will be closed. The bond market's going to be closed. And isn't it interesting that that is the day that they're going to release the latest CPI report? Kind of, yeah, let's not do it when the markets are open. No, let's wait till Good Friday. I got a feeling that, once again, it's still going to be hotter than they want it to be. But Austin Goolsbee, yes, who? Yes, Austin Goolsbee, he is the Chicago Federal Reserve president. He was out this morning letting everybody know, no, don't worry. I still got three rate cuts planned in 2024. That's got gold on the move. Wall Street not liking it so much today. Just a lot of different things. Boeing, more problems with Boeing now. The CEO, he's out now, right? Okay, we're just going to have to try to start over again. Then we, of course, remember on Friday we had heard from Nike and Lululemon. Today it was Best Buy saying they're going to close 24 stores. And then we also got new home data, a very different picture than the existing home data, kind of surprising. So we got all of that to talk about and a lot more. Our toll-free number, 800-951-0592, the website at allamericangold.com. And Jason, a lot of people are, you know, waiting. We're in this game. When is it going to happen? When are we going to see the bigger slowdown? You know, you got Wall Street, the debt markets still at, you know, right around all-time record high territory. But a lot of people are talking about the bubble again, right? Hey, here we are. We're in this bubble territory. We saw it, you know, the dot-com bubble, the financial bubble, right? And now everybody's talking about this latest bubble. And it's hard to argue with the amount of debt that's been printed all over the place that, yeah, it kind of feels like another one, doesn't it?
I think it's been a bubble for a long time. I just don't think that they want to stop inflating it. It's the extremely tough outer shell balloon that just won't quite pop, right, Joe? But it will. It'll have to deflate at some point. But that's the whole thing about inflation. That's what inflation does, is it inflates bubbles. That's why they use the words they use. At some point, the inflation will stop at some level. Joe's talked about it for years now, that when the labor markets crash and people are firing and businesses are closing, that's what stops the inflating of the bubble, and the bubble will burst. And Joe, it doesn't matter if it's this year or if it's next year, but there's going to be tough things going on all the way through the whole stretch.
Yeah, this is, you know, Jason and I talk about, this is the year of chaos, right, where nothing kind of makes sense, and yet at the same time it makes a lot of sense. You know, just think about when we talk about inflation, right? So inflation been picking up momentum. Picked up momentum in January, picked up momentum in February, and yet you've got the Federal Reserve. I mean, Jay Powell last week, I mean, could you get any more dovish? I don't think you could, right? Oh, no. And you look at these guys and their little dots on a chart. I mean, the Federal Reserve is saying, hey, not only are we going to cut rates this year, we're cutting them next year, we're cutting them the year after. And you're like, well, what about inflation? Well, you know, hey, we'll worry about that some other time, because, well, look at it. It went down, right? It's not at 9% anymore, right? It's only at 4%. So it really creates lack of price discovery. That's really what's happening in the markets right now. You know, how do we get bubbles? Well, because Wall Street isn't allowed to really do its job, which is price discovery. I mean, that's its job. How much is Apple worth, or how much is Best Buy or Walmart or any of these? How much is it worth? How much are the debt markets worth, right? How much is a U.S. Treasury worth, or not worth for that matter? And when they introduce money printing, right, it's because they want a high price discovery. That's just as simple as you can, but you don't need a master's and a PhD in economics for any of this. Because why do they do it? Why do they inflate? Why do they make our purchasing power worth less? Why do they make the money in our bank worth less? Why would they do that? I mean, does that sound like a great economic plan to anybody? No. But when we have these bubble eras, it's because Wall Street is simply reacting to the bubble. Hey, they keep throwing money at us. Well, we'll keep going until all of a sudden something happens that causes the bubble to break. Jeff Gundlach is back out again talking about what he thinks the markets look like. I'll tell you about that next. 800-951-0592, Patriot Radio News Hour. Joe and Jason here on this Monday. A quick look in at the markets. The Dow is down 130. The S&P's down 8. The NASDAQ's down 14 points right now. The 10-year note at 425. Crude oil up $1.60 here, 82 and change. Brent crude, 87. Unleaded gas futures, you guessed it, higher again. How about diesel, heating oil, higher again as more attacks on Russian oil refineries putting pressure on supply. Gold's up 18 and change, 21.78. Silver is higher as well at 24.75, and just think about right now, we're already at the end of March. The states' fiscal years, the vast majority, like 40, I'm going to say it's like 46 states. Their fiscal year ends the end of June. The federal government's fiscal year ends at the end of September. By the way, did you see that disgusting legislation that got passed? Two separate bills totaling over almost $1.7 trillion, all kinds of ridiculous pork spending on all kinds of nonsense that no federal tax dollar should ever be spent on at a time when we're blowing up budgets. It's sad. It really is. But why am I bringing those things up? Because let me tell you right now, this may be the year of chaos, but you need to prepare ahead of time for what's coming. Do you know the amount, billions and billions, hundreds of billions, when you factor in all the states that got to spend less money next year? Why? Well, all these big budget deficits, all the COVID money, it's all gone. Right? California all by itself has a $76 billion deficit, right? I mean, they can't run budget deficits, right? They got, you know, they don't have a printing press. So there's going to be a lot less government spending coming from the states starting July the 1st. The federal government, let's face it, they're a train wreck of epic proportions. And preparing for 2025 and 2026 and preparing ahead of time before this bubble breaks is what you need to do. Check out our friends over at YRefi. Up to 10.25% fixed rate of return. You heard that right. Fixed rate. What does that mean? It means it's what happens every month. But what if this happens? What if that happens? Oh, my gosh. What if it doesn't matter what happens. Not correlated to Wall Street. That's probably the biggest thing. Doesn't care about the Fed. Doesn't care if Donald Trump can make his bond payment today. Boy, when they seize that stuff, what a ridiculous thing that's going to say. This is what I'm saying. We've really reached idiocracy, haven't we? It's finally here. You know, if you ever watch it wasn't a great movie, but if you've ever watched it, you'll know what I'm talking about. Be smart here. Get diversified. If you've got more than $50,000, check out our friends at YRefi. Invest, YRefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com. Or just make it easy. Call them up. 888-YRefi-24. And Jeff Gundlach is talking about this AI bubble. Right, because, again, right, that's been the big thing, right? It's AI, right? Microsoft, Google, NVIDIA, right? Amazon, right? It's AI, Apple, AI. Well, he's saying, kind of reminds me of the dot-com bubble again. Here we've got all of these record high valuations. Everybody thinks, right, this is going to be the thing it's going to be so great, right, Jason? Everybody can fire everybody, and AI's going to change the world. Well, maybe not, but he's saying it's starting to feel a lot like 1999, where he said that the NASDAQ had surged 80%, and 12 months later, it was down 85% from its peak. So, again, I think a lot of people are seeing a lot of similarities here to the previous bubbles.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to look at. I think this is different, but I think what it's going to be is how important is AI. I think money will keep pouring into that sector, Joe. I think a ton of money is going to keep pouring in there. But here's the thing. It's not necessary, right? It's not abundantly, right, imminently important. So once, you know, I've seen some, I saw some sell-off of some of the Magnificent Seven stocks, you know, there's a couple of those were starting to sell off a little bit. When some of the bigger stocks and some of the big money starts to pull out of these bigger sectors, AI will follow it, I believe. Because I like I said, when things are crashing and burning, people go, they fly to safety, right, Joe? So I think it's not exact like .com, Joe, but it's a good comparison because when the money goes, it's going to go. That's just all there is to it.
Yep. Yeah, and I think that's absolutely right. They're never the same, right? It's never the exact same. It's the similarities. And again, go back to what we started with, price discovery. Right? It's really hard to know value of something when you're running $2 and $3 trillion budget deficits, right? It's really hard to know the value of things when the Federal Reserve says we're going to break our mandate, because that's really what they're saying, isn't it? Right? Because what's their mandate? Full employment, stable prices. Well, the employment level, if you want to believe the numbers, and again, they are what they are, right? We have full employment. We do. So why in the world, if you tell us that 2% is your stable price target, which on its face is ridiculous. And the numbers double that. By the way, because that was the core last month. Double. It's actually a little more than double. Which really means, well, of course, all of us know, that number's a lie anyway. It's not even true. It's a bunch of academics coming up with ways to justify lying about the inflation number. And then getting the stock market people to cheer you on, right? Because you're like, you know, I guess you could look at it this way. Could you imagine if they didn't lie about it? Right? What if they came out and said, oh, okay. Well, hey, guys, on Good Friday, since it's Good Friday, God is watching, we're going to tell the truth on Friday. Now, the markets are closed, but we're going to tell the truth. And the actual inflation numbers, 6, 7, 8. What do you think would happen? Do you think they would be talking about we're going to cut rates, right? They would be talking about, hey, we may have to go back and raise rates by 75 basis points again like they did at the beginning. You know, the funny part is this has been going on since last summer. Because you remember, they told us, they promised us, oh, there's a delayed reaction. Right, Jason? What's a delayed reaction? I mean, we raise them. You got to give it time. It takes time for it to work. Well, here's the thing. They want you to believe that. They want you to believe something that isn't true. Because what is inflation? Most people will try to tell you that it's the price of things going up. That's not inflation. It's not. Inflation is money printing. That's what's inflation. Have they stopped printing money? Now, the Fed, oh, look, we're selling off our balance sheet. Now, don't pay any attention to these other programs that we're doing. Right? Don't pay attention to those things, right? Because, you know, the thing that we want you to hear about, that's what we're contracting. As we run deficits the world has never seen before. And Jason, this is why bubbles get created. With the Dow being at 39,000, would the S&P be at 5,000? If they told us the truth about inflation, if they had the Fed's funds rate rising, right, the Fed funds rate right now, to be honest with you, to combat inflation, probably has to be somewhere between 7 and 8% right now. Not 5.25 to 5.5, because real inflation's higher than that. But yet here we are, and this is how we get these bubbles, and I think this is why guys like Jeff Gunlitz, Bill Gross, and others, even Warren, look at Warren Buffett. He's a great one to look at. Is he buying anything? Has he bought anything? Nope. Right, Jason? Why? It's too damn expensive. I'll just wait.
Sold a lot of stocks. You know, he sold a lot of stocks. He has a lot of cash sitting aside. I heard he's looking at some stuff, but you got to be looking because you're waiting for the price to go down, right? he's waiting. He can afford to wait.
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking. And you know what I'm saying, right? They're too expensive. I'll just wait a little while. It really is something where we continue to allow them to get away with it. And that's really the problem. Right? Because most people, they've got you convinced about your 401ks and those that have done real well, they probably like it. Hey, you know what? Hey, I got a lot of money in my 401k. I was fortunate because A, I made a lot of money, and B, I didn't get laid off during any of the crashes, right? And I didn't have to rate it. Right, it's crazy. You should see the numbers. Like Vanguard, can't wait till they post their new numbers and how many people have had to take their 401ks and raid it just to be able to continue to pay the bills. But those are so few and far between. And unfortunately, as we saw, just imagine if you were in retirement in 07 and 08. And, you know, maybe you thought, man, I did it. I got to $1 million in my 401k. And then next thing you know, that thing's got 400 grand in it. Right? Almost overnight. Felt like overnight, didn't it? And these are the things that you have to be prepared for. This is why we tell you, have that gold and silver put away. Because all this gold and silver does keep you whole. How much, you know, Jason calls it savings, which really it is, right? How much of your wealth do you want to preserve? That's really the question. How much? I mean, I don't know when the bubble breaks. Could it break this year yet? Next year? The year after? I don't know that it can go any farther than that. I really don't, right? If you said, take your best shot at it, I would tell you early 2025. That's my feeling on this thing. Do I think the Fed is full of it? Absolutely. Of course they are, right? Think about it. Oh, let's see, inflation, it's just transitory. Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. Oh, wait, it isn't fine. Oh, it's a supply chain problem. But what is it now? Oh, well, now it's just being inconvenient, right? That's all. You know, it's just being inconvenient right now. Don't worry, we still got this. Yeah, I'd be real worried. Patriot Radio News Hour, Joe and Jason. We're going to be back right after the break. 800-951-0592. This is huge. People don't know this, but this is huge news. Huge. The Trump bond, which was $464 million, which he was not going to pay. And they were going to seize assets. And, of course, once you seize assets, right, price discovery. Here, you want to talk about price discovery. That's the wrong way to have it. The appeals, New York Court of Appeals has reduced it to $175 million, which is still outrageous, right? This is a Trump civil fraud judgment where nobody got defrauded. Right? Nobody got defrauded, but yet he committed fraud, but no one got defrauded. But this is a big deal. I'm hoping that Donald Trump pays the bond. Because if he really wanted to do damage to Wall Street in the United States, don't pay it. Right? Because then they start seizing assets, fire sales at ridiculous prices, and it makes, oh my gosh, it would cause huge, huge problems. And I promise you this, you're not going to hear it on the news. Okay. Billionaires all over the world were making calls to Wall Street, to the SEC, to the federal government, to the Fed, everywhere, you name it, saying, what in green earth are you doing? Right? Do you not understand what's happening here? But Jason, this is what happens with idiocracy. This is what happens when government has too much power and authority. And now, really, right, this is another example. Well, how are you any better than any of these other countries? Why should I invest here if somebody's going to take some obscure rule and use it with some ridiculous loophole to seize property from me? Again, it's one of these things where I hope that this makes Donald Trump go and pay it, but he doesn't have to, right? He can maybe say, the heck with it, go ahead, seize it all.
Yeah, I heard him say something to that effect. Makes me wonder if fraud is just another word for tax, because yeah, they've been wanting to tax the rich, right?
Right.
Right. You know, every word seems to be a new word for tax. They don't want to use the word tax, right? Because you can't be taxing people right before the election.
Right. You don't want to be doing that. But one other piece of economic data, right? So I think this is good news. Really, it should be like, you know, $50, right? Not $175 million, but maybe that's enough. Maybe that's something where maybe they had a deal, right, where they're like, okay, well, we're already too far down here, right? We've gone down the rabbit hole. How much would you be willing to pay? And we'll just lower it to that. And again, you know, if he loses, when all of this is said and done and he still loses this thing, it'll be a big problem. It really will. It's just like the seizing of Russia's assets are a problem. These things, this is so much bigger than most people realize. And I wish beyond wish that they'd let this thing go. It would have been great for Jason and I. Listen, I would have done a lot of business if all of a sudden they started seizing all of these assets on a fraud case where no one got defrauded. But we'll see here. I think $175 million is still outrageous.
Are they seizing assets? Or are they, you know, is it a certain amount of dollars? Because, you know, Trump doesn't hold dollars. These rich guys don't hold dollars. So if they're finding him dollars, there's an empty well there. He doesn't hold dollars necessarily. So if they're going to seize assets, which that's what it seems like they're doing, that's yes. Different. I did see him say, he said, I can afford it. Someone's like, can you afford this? He's like, yeah, I can afford it. He's like, but this is unconstitutional. You know, he had the fighting words. Right. So I don't know, Joe. Maybe these things are going to be taken from him. Maybe this is a part of the plan. Maybe this emergency, this fake emergency that's going to build up, maybe this is a part of it. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes. New home sales fell in favor. Remember the existing home? We got some outrageous number. I told you, don't worry. It'll be adjusted down. New home sales in February actually fell 0.3%. A little shocking because rates did go down there in February. But new home sales still up about 5-6% overall year over year. Sales were down in the Northeast and the Midwest. Buyers, they're saying, have adjusted to the rate environment. Well, and I guess that makes sense, right? Well, how did they adjust? Well, they just bought less, right, Jason? That's how they adjust, right? You know what? Can't afford it. Not going to buy it.
Isn't that how it works? Who doesn't say that? We can't afford this. We can't afford this. That is the simplest of supply and demand, right, Joe? That's how you stop the inflation. I can't afford it. There's just not enough of that. I can't afford it just yet.
And I'll tell you this, it's been the topic of discussion with some friends of mine that are in the food industry, restaurant, bar restaurants, catering. All of a sudden, things are getting a little slower. It's another stair step down, and it's that dilemma. Prices are still rising. But yet, the customer's like, hey, gosh, that burger used to be $10, right? It's now $17, and the guy's like, man, I gotta go to $18 or $19, but they can't afford the $15 to $17, right? This is what's happening right now.
I think the restaurants aren't catching on as fast either, Joe, because I had a friend talking to me over the weekend saying, you know, you know, I don't eat fast food. But he's like, there's no reason to even eat the fast food now. You can't even get the cost advantage of a sit-down restaurant. He said the fast food he's eating is getting very close to the sit-down restaurant. And all that tells me is that the sit-down restaurants who have a little bit more of a connection to their customers are doing everything they can to help the customers. It's gonna doom them. They're going to have to raise the prices. You can't have McDonald's costing the same as, you know, the Olive Garden. You can't have it, right?
Right. I mean, wait till California. What, I think April 1st, all the fast food places got to pay $20 an hour of minimum pay. I mean, man, again, a lot of craziness. When we get back, though, I just got another great opportunity coming for everybody. It just got sent to me. Got a great deal on $10 gold pieces coming up. I got a deal on some silver quarters coming up. We're out of that quarterback special. That's gone, but I've got another opportunity for rolls of silver quarters. $10 gold pieces coming up next. 800-951-0592. Patriot Radio News Hour, Joe and Jason on this Monday. By the way, Donald Trump will have 10 days to post the $175 million bond that has been reduced by the New York Court of Appeals. But getting to the specials today, got an email. Brittany had to come in during the break to tell me because I didn't even see it come through. But we've got 200 extra fine, $10 liberties. So that's going to be the grade above. And this is what's going to be now, right? They're running out of the low end here. But don't worry, we're going to sell it at a great price. $10 Liberty Gold. So these are the old half-ounce gold pieces, 1866 to 1907. We're going to talk about, I had an email, a customer emailed me a question about coins and bullion and all that. We're going to get to that in a minute. $10 Liberties, 1 through 19 at $1,190. Right now, gold's up 18 right now, $2,178. 20 or more at $1,185. 50 or more at $1,175. And then on the silver side here, silver's up as well today, $24.75. And by the way, that's the March contract, which is getting ready to expire here this week. The May contract, by the way, right at that $24 level again. Rolls of silver quarters are going to be $200 a roll on U.S. silver quarters. So you get 40 pre-1965, so 1964 and older silver quarters for $200. So that's a little over 7 ounces of silver at $200 at 800. 951-0592. If you can afford 50 or more $10 liberties, do it. That's a great price. $1,175 for 50 or more. 20 or more, $1,185. 1 through 19 at $1,190. But Jason, people are trying to educate themselves. And there's always new people listening. I think every week, people are like, this isn't right. I got to start taking gold really seriously. You know, 20 years ago, when I told my friends, yeah, I'm going to go into the gold business, they're like, what? Why? Why? Who buys gold? Right? You know, you're the tinfoil helmet guy in the basement. Right, you're the weird uncle at the holidays, right? You know that was the don't listen to Uncle Joe. Yeah, he's a wacko, right? And everybody buy kittycatanything.com. You buy that, but now fast forward to today, no one thinks that. Matter of fact, When I run into people that I'll call them casual acquaintances, people that, hey, oh, hey, that's Joe, you know, like at our men's club. There's a lot of guys I know. I know this guy and I know that guy. And then they find out what I do because I don't really, you know, advertise it. I just don't. Every time, before it's over with, they'll come back up to me. Hey, can I call you? Hey, can I talk to you? Hey, I got some questions. Right? Every time. And one of the big things, one of the problems, you know, with the Internet of Things, you can find any answer, right? The right answer, the wrong answer. And unfortunately, that's the right part of the problem. A lot of times, right, you can find the wrong answers. So what's the deal with bullion and coins? This was the question. See, and here's the thing. Guess what? There is no difference. Coins and bullion, people think bars are different than coins. They're not. They're the same. A 1 ounce gold bar, a Mexican Libertad, a Kruger Rand, a Maple Leaf, coins, gold eagle. They're the same. There's only one coin that isn't. Now, we live in the U.S., so you got to go by U.S. law. So in the United States, our government has two distinctions when it comes to gold. Just two. It's not complicated. Just two. What are they? Well, collectible and bullion. That's it. What's in the collectible? Well, that's pretty easy. Any gold coins still in existence, minted by the United States government, is considered a collectible. Now, are Roman coins and all that? Yes, right? All of those, right, you know, go to auction type stuff. But in general terms, everything else is considered bullion. I have in my office here in Arizona. You know what? I'll try to get another one so Jason can have it too. It's a picture of all the stuff you can put into a precious metals IRA. There's only one thing that's not in there. Pre-1933 U.S. minted gold. We'll talk about that when we return. 800-951-0592. Joe and Jason, Patriot Radio News Hour. Again, the specials today, $10 XF Liberties, 1866 to 1907, 1 through 19 at $11.90, 20 or more at $11.85, 50 or more at $11.75. Our normal $10 Liberties, they're at $11.95, so you get a higher quality grade for less money. Gotta love it. Rolls of 40 silver quarters at $200 a roll at 800-951-0592. So we're talking about bullion, and the question was coins and bullion. Coins are bullion, unless they're pre-1933 U.S. gold. And I was talking about, I've got a big picture in my office here in Phoenix. I'll try to get one up to Jason. And you can see all the gold you could put into a precious metals IRA with us. You put gold bars in there. Put gold eagles in there. Buffaloes. Maple Leafs. Kruger Rands. I mean, you Chinese pandas. I mean, you put all the bullion in there. You know what you can't put in there? Pre 1933 U.S. minted gold. Why? Because it's not bullion. Now, when they confiscated gold the last time, there was only one form of gold you were allowed to keep. That was collectible gold coins. That was it. You could keep your collectible gold. All the rest of it had to be turned in. Now, are they going to confiscate gold again? I don't know. Are they going to have the same clause? Don't know that either. Right? Stroke of a pen, the government can do what it wants. But when you talk about what is the most private way to own gold, in other words, when I buy it, when I sell it, if I trade it, what is the most possible private way to own it? And the answer is simple. Pre-1933 U.S. gold. Why? Because you can buy it, sell it, trade it. You can do whatever you want. And guess what I don't have to do? I don't need to issue a 1099. Matter of fact, I don't. You don't get one. I don't ask for your Social Security number. I don't ask for your driver's license. I don't ask you any of those things. Heck, it just happened a month and a half ago. I had to send a CPA. Here, here's the rule. Here's the law. You know what? He emailed me back. Thanks. I didn't know that. Good to know. I'll let my client know I don't need a 1099. Thank you. I mean, that's why we like it the best. I mean, listen, if they change the law, I may change my mind, right, Jason? I mean, we can, you know, hey, the law changes, we'll change. But as it sits right now, and it's been this way since 1985, right before we started minting gold again, that's when the government said, okay, hey, any pre-33 gold that didn't get melted down that isn't in Fort Knox is now considered a collectible. And that's why we like it the best. I hope that answered that person's question. There really is. It's super easy. Anything you buy, coin, bar, whatever in gold, if it's made in the U.S., anything 86 or newer is bullion. Any foreign gold, period. Bullion. The only thing not bullion, pre-1933 U.S. gold, Jason.
Yeah, and the only reason we're selling gold is because there's a central bank and federal income tax and inflation. We wouldn't be selling gold coins at all if it wasn't for the system that's put into place. We're just like any guy out there, right, Joe? You got to make your way in the world. We didn't make the rules. We're just here to help you out, trying to mitigate your losses.
800-951-0592.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.